Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, this is Sean McAdam of MassLive.com and co-host of the Fenway Rundown podcast. We'd like to let you know about another terrific podcast that's available, Eye on Foxborough. In this week's episode, Karen Garigian talks with Patriots long snapper Joe Cardona about this weekend's Army-Navy game at Gillette. Give it a listen and download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Eye on Foxborough, the premier podcast for all things New England Patriots. Brought to you by Mass Live.
Welcome to Mass Live's Eye on Foxborough podcast. I'm Patriots columnist Karen Garigian, and I'm pleased to welcome Patriots long snapper and two-time Super Bowl champion Joe Cardona. Joe is also a Naval Academy graduate and a lieutenant in the Naval Reserves. With the Army-Navy game on tap, it's an honor to have Joe on as a guest. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Karen. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the chance to talk a little Army-Navy.
Yeah. Tell me, I know you were 4-0. We'll get to that in a minute in your games against Army. Tell me how this rivalry is different. Is it kind of like the ultimate respect rivalry in your mind?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. This rivalry is definitely different because I think it's the one game that everybody who watches has a vested interest in it. You know, I've talked to so many teammates that were at, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn. You hear about these great rivalries. But I've just kind of always known that the interaction I had on the field against Army and meeting those guys then, but also having met them, you know, when our paths cross in uniform, there's always this level of respect that's owed to each other. It's just different. It's just different. And it's one of those things that, like I said, everybody who watches, every American who tunes in has a vested interest in the game.
Yeah. I firmly believe it transcends sport in a way, you know, between not just the game, but kind of what goes on or on around the game, before the game, after the game. I just think it's special unto itself. And I'm wondering, obviously, as I mentioned, you've played in 4 games. I'm sure you've spectated countless others. Does it hit you when you're playing or on the field or on the sideline or some point during the game, the outreach you have, how many millions of people are watching and gaining inspiration? I mean, do you feel that during the game or at some point before or after?
I think when it comes to the outreach and just that awareness of what the game means to those that are watching, there are moments, I think, you know, whenever you get games that bring out the president, vice president, you know, the all the service chiefs and admirals and generals, like, yeah, like I'd say getting those big, big time individuals around, it means something. But I look at the moments, when they show units and, units that are deployed, or ships that are operating somewhere where they can't even disclose the location, but they got a video feed of, you know, a room where everybody gets to watch, and, you know, you get to see these sailors or soldiers or Marines tuned in, and watching intently and taking a lot of pride, you know, whether they were Academy grads or not. It's just because they're in the Army or the Navy or the Marine Corps, and they share an interest in the game, and knowing that, you know, there were folks in Kuwait, or, you know, when I was playing in Afghanistan, Djibouti, Japan, Korea, Germany, all over the world watching, that's when you know there's a real outreach there. And there's a lot of soldiers and sailors that are watching closely.
Have you watched a game, whether, you know, you were on a ship or something, or deployed somewhere with the Navy?
No, I've been, for every Army-Navy game since graduating, I've been, you know, it's middle of the season for us in Foxborough. So there's only actually one game I've been to as a spectator since graduating, and that was 2 years ago, and it just fell on our bye week. So I was able to go. But I've had so many friends, you know, they talk about those kind of special moments when they are deployed, that they get to take a step back and watch a football game, whether it's, you know, one of our games in the pros or it's an Army-Navy game. It's always a nice rest.
For someone who's involved in the game, what's the week lead up like, or does it extend beyond a week?
Yeah. So usually both teams have a bye week before the game because it's the biggest game on our calendar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having had this perspective from, you know, playing with the Pats, it's like a Super Bowl week. You have 2 weeks of preparation. Your, you know, sole focus is on that one opponent. They know you inside and out, you know them inside and out. You know, the preparation is heavy. We called it Army camp, and it's pretty, you know, when, and now we got all these fancy uniforms, but back in the day, it was, you know, just straight gold helmets for us. And the Army helmets are actually the same, just gold helmets, but with a black stripe. So all the scout team guys got their, you know, their piece of electrical tape down the center of their helmet. So you had half the team was wearing, look like Army out there every day. So it was an intense practice, an intensity that, like, you know, I can only compare to how we prepare in the NFL as far as that goes.
I have a friend who's in the Army named Phil Dowd, and I'll have to ask him if they wear your Navy helmets the week before or do anything like that. You know, what was it like for you your first time after that week lead up? And again, knowing the significance of the game, what was the feeling your first time walking on the field and getting ready for the actual game to take place?
Oh, my first Army-Navy game was surreal. I think back to it because, you know, before I went to the Naval Academy, I was a Navy football fan. I mean, I grew up in a Navy household. We loved watching Navy football, and my dad, you know, ever since I can remember, tuned on to the Army Navy game. And he wasn't a Naval Academy graduate or anything. He just wanted to share that passion of Navy football. So I think back to that first game running on the field. It was in Landover at FedEx. Actually, the Patriots played there the next day. So that was like 2011. But honestly, it was a cold day in December, exactly how you want an Army-Navy game. the president was there. You see him, you saw him sitting in the Army section and in the Navy section. He switched sides at halftime. So you're like, it was one of these things where you're just like, I have no idea the reach of this. I'm just a plebe football player. That's what we call our freshmen there at Navy. And I'm just trying to keep my head above water in the classroom. And then I go out here and it's this the most intense rivalry. You got all these flyovers. You got, I mean, it is a spectacle unto its own. And it was extremely special. I was happy to be able to have family there, and my dad was there. So it was really cool.
Was it the same feeling your last one 4 years later? Or what was that like, knowing it was going to be your last time, you know, physically in the game, in the rivalry?
Yeah. You know, I think that's one of those things you don't realize, you know, that intensity that you have there, because, you know, your senior year at the academy, you've gotten your service selection, you're still preparing for finals, you're still doing all those things that keep you so busy there, that there's not a ton of time for reflection. But I look back and I look at my teammates that, you know, this was, we had our 4 years of playing in those Army-Navy games, and those are by far the biggest games we'll have ever played in. So it's a, when I think back to what my senior year was, you know, I think a lot of us were out there trying not to lose the streak against Army. Cause I think we were at, you know, 14 years or something crazy like that. Which probably caused us to play a little tense, but at the same time, it was just one of those things where you're out there with your best friends in the world. And you're willing to put it all on the line. And there's no question there.
I know Coach Belichick's dad, Steve, was heavily involved with the Navy at Annapolis, and Coach Belichick has been as well. Is it something you either have chatted with him about or can talk with him about, you know, that connection?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no question. Navy football is Coach Belichick's college team. I know he's got, you know, his coaching tree extends far into college football, and, you know, everybody knows the connections between him and Coach Saban and, you know, various programs around college football. But I can say with 100% certainty that I know Coach Belichick's a Navy football fan. And, when it comes down to it, his family's had such a big impact on Navy football for all the years that Coach Steve Belichick coached Navy football. I mean, he coached every single one of my mentors, to put it simply. Everybody who's brought me up as you know, the Navy football players that had gone before me, you know, Coach Steve Belichick had an impact on their development. And you know, I've been able to chat with Coach Bill, you know, a good amount about Navy football throughout my time here. But you know, I think there's no question who his college team is, and then, you know, he spent a lot of time in that program. So we definitely take a lot of pride in our Annapolis ties.
You know, because the game is in Foxborough on Saturday. If someone is seeing this for the first time, seeing this game for the first time live, what should they be looking for, or what's going to stand out? What's going to be different watching this college game than any other?
Yeah, I think there's a few perspectives that I think we can give there. One, I think this is really college football at its purest. When we think about, you know, all that it's the college football world has become with NIL and the transfer portal and all this stuff that's kind of polluted a little bit of college football. This is just as pure as it gets, you know, a bunch of young men on the field who are willing to do anything for their teammates, represent their institution well, and put it all on the line for each other. And I think that there's another perspective that I've learned from my time in the NFL is that this is as close, and I don't want to say this, it's not as close skill-wise, just with different, you know, levels of player and whatnot, but this is the closest to an NFL game that I think college football gets in a lot of ways, because the teams actually know each other so well. They are so evenly matched because they pull from the same group of recruits, that this is one of those rare college football games where it's played on individual matchups. It's played on, you know, that situational football. Everything's important because the teams are so evenly matched and they know each other so well and have those 2 weeks to prepare. So I'd say, as a casual football fan, I appreciate that these kids are willing to go out there and put all on the line for each other and for you watching at home. But also, as a real football fan, as an intense football fan, know that this is about as good as college football can actually get.
Tell me about, I think it happened, if I'm reading things correctly, after the game, both the Army and Navy sing each other's fight songs. Is that correct? Or how does that play out?
Yeah, so both the schools have their alma maters. And, you know, after every single game we play, no matter where we play it, you know, we sing our alma mater. Ours is the Navy blue and gold. I think the Army's, I think West Point's is called the Corps or something like that. I don't know. I should know that. But we don't learn much about the other side other than, you know, go Navy, beat Army. That's our, they don't want us knowing too much about West Point. But when, you know, it's the end of the game, you know, you hear constantly, oh, you want to sing second, because you go over to, you know, right after the game, you go over to the losing side, you know, and the student body and the players will sing their alma mater, you know, and it's a solemn, like, you know, it's you can feel, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, because it's like you can feel how proud of the institution, how proud the student body is of their players that put it all out there. The disappointment in those players and how bad it hurts. But then right after, it's this elation as the winning team runs over to their student body, and it's this magic moment. So, yeah, I'd say that's a pretty special thing there that happens after the game.
Yeah, so people shouldn't be running to the exits right away.
Absolutely not.
Is there also something before the game, an exchange, so a prisoner exchange or something in that line?
Sure, yeah. No, there's the prisoner exchange is all the students that are exchange students, you know, because every year there's a few West Point cadets that switch places with a few Annapolis midshipmen. For, you know, the entire semester. And usually they're done with their finals by the end of it, when Army Navy comes around. So it's really, hey, you're finally done being a prisoner at West Point. Now you got to come back home to Annapolis kind of deal. And I think a lot of the West Point cadets that were in Annapolis are a little sad as they go back to their side. But, you know, I'm sure they're happy to see their friends.
Are there a lot of, I guess I've heard there's like generals expected to come, high ranking type of officials from both sides on hand, along with, I mean, obviously you can't get higher than the president, but are there a lot of top ranking Navy people, you know, that are able to attend this game?
Oh yeah. This is a who's who of our Department of Defense and National Defense. It is, I mean, it, I think the bulk of it is a lot of them are alumni, you know, of the service academies, and they're coming back. But there's a lot of what do we call it, brass on the sidelines and in the stands. So if you're a lowly lieutenant like me walking around, there's going to be a lot more high ranking individuals in your vicinity. So I know I'll be watching myself to make sure that you know I'm greeting everybody the right way. But yeah, definitely expect you know, kind of a who's who of individuals, and I expect Boston to come out. I think it's a very, really special thing and a perfect game for this city.
How many ticket requests have you gotten?
That's a good question. I would defer to our Patriots ticket services team there, and I have, but they've been super accommodating of my friends and everybody. But yeah, it's been busy. I got a lot of requests. You know, people pulling me right and left before the game, after the game. So I'm honestly, I have my parents in town. And I'm excited to share it with my family. And I mean, it's that's going to be the focus for me. I'm not but I'm excited to see a lot of friends up here.
You drew a little bit of a parallel to a Super Bowl. Is that experience, obviously you've played in a couple, is the experience of that, or you talked about the week, bye week lead up, is it similar at all? Mindset wise, or is that a completely different animal?
Oh, it's, I think it's the most comparable, the two most comparable games there are. You know, everybody will say their college rivalry is big, but first of all, Army Navy is the only game on TV on Saturday, and it's the same way in, you know, for the Super Bowl. You're the only show on. You know the world's watching you, because everybody wants to tune in to watch football. So you have the build up. You know you're the only game, you're the only show on TV. And then on top of that, you know how many people in the world are watching you. You know the sailors and Marines around the world are watching you. And then also that end result, the elation at the end. And I can tell you, I actually had a few moments after Super Bowls, you know, where I think to myself, I'm like, I don't know, maybe Army Navy was bigger than this, but it's a totally different spectacle, a totally different event. Maybe I'll defer to Roger Staubach on this one. I think he said he was more nervous for his first Army Navy game than he was for any Super Bowl. So I can probably say that's probably true. I was extremely nervous as a 19-year-old getting ready to play Army Navy.
Do you get rings for winning the Army Navy game? Just curious.
Yeah, you get so we play for the Commander in Chief trophy, which is a split trophy between us, Army and Air Force. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole, you know, if one team's 2-0, they get it. If, or 3-0, I guess. No, it'd be 2-0. But then there's the tie break, you know, if teams are 1-1, the team that won it last retains it. Or so I had two Commanders in Chief trophy wins. So in one year we played for it there. Army had beat Air Force and we'd beat Air Force, and they had the trophy on the field. And that was an exciting one, because you knew it was like all or nothing, you know, winner's going to take the trophy home and, you know, go to the White House and get the rings and there, that whole deal. So, yeah, you get the rings. This year, I know Army beat Air Force. We lost Air Force. So Army's playing for it. But if Navy wins, it stays in Colorado Springs, which I think is more disappointing than anything.
So how many White House trips have you had between both?
I've had three total. So two in college, which was nice because we were right there in Annapolis. But then one here with the Pats, and you know, totally different experiences, but super comparable too. Just in, you know, hey, I've been here, I've done this before, kind of deal. But they're both. It's always special when you get to do that.
How many different presidents have you met?
On those trips, it was two between Obama and Trump. But when you talk about, I mean, we had George W. Bush in the locker room randomly before a game while I was at Navy. You know, and so I've gotten to meet quite a few just through my time at the academy and through football. You know, I think you when you really look at it, I think the presidents have always kind of taken a notice of Army Navy. I met Joe Biden at my graduation, so I guess that counts. I'm sure he's been to his fair share of Army Navy games as well. So I've been very fortunate.
Well, I think it's great that it's happening here. It's happening at Gillette Stadium this coming Saturday. And, you know, I'm sure you'll have a great time, win or lose, Joe.
Yeah, it's my perspective's changed a bit since I've been since I was a player in it. I'm looking forward to catching up with all my old friends from Navy, but a few friends that are West Pointers as well. So it'll be a good time no matter what.
That's great. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you taking the time for the Eye on Foxborough podcast.
Thank you, Karen.
This has been Eye on Foxborough, brought to you by Mass Live.